evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19.
According to the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe, 17 people died of COVID-19 yesterday and 826 tested positive for the coronavirus. Currently, more than 1,700 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The Minister of Health also reports that there are currently 5,073 active cases of COVID-19 in the country. Out of over 44,000 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year, at least 37,524 people have recovered from the disease.
Over 725,000 people have already received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe in phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program amid fears of shortages of vaccines in the country. The Minister of Health says Zimbabwe is expected to receive from China 2.5 million COVID-19 doses before the end of the month.
Currently, the ministry has declared local COVID-19 lockdowns in Karipa, Chirundu, Karoi, and some parts of Bulawayo, including Kulumane, Nketa, Emkanwini, Emakandeni, Luveve, Kautu Park, Njube, and the Central Business District.
Most of these areas have dawn to dusk curfews.
And on a sad note, former Warriors and Dynamo's kingpin Sande Chisambwa, formerly known as Sande Marimo, has died. In a statement, the Zimbabwe Football Association did not disclose the cause of his death. His death comes a few days following the death of former Dynamo's player David Yoki Mandikora and former Dynamo's coach Mick Pule. Ye Zulwanda Balingani Janda Petkona and our Zokes Cheneo, the Logan Wukips to the Lapiskawakona, will tell you to Live Talk. I'm trying to get spoke on COVID-19 as Zimbabwe. Several to Glenda was named civilly also Nani. Kuvinjiwe sibili COVID-19. Kuvinjwa nje ngenxa yokuthi kukhanya ngani umthukhlane lo uyamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo. So masikhangela endaweni eziningi kungani abantu sebevalelwa ezindlini. Nesikhathi kungafika u-6 ntambama akusomelanga kube lo muntu ohambayo kuze kuthiwa u-6 ekuseni. Izolo ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luvika ukuthi kunabantu abayi-17 ababulewe umkhuhlane lo. Wathi abayi-826 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kuna manje nxa sikhuluma kusukela ngombibitho enyakenye, sokunabantu abedlula 1,700 kwele Zimbabwe asebebulawa yi-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu luyabika njalo ukuthi okwamanje-ke kulabantu abayi-5,073 akuthiwa ngama-active cases awe-COVID-19, phakathi kwabantu abedlula 44,000 asebathestwa batholakala bele COVID-19. Singathi-ke bakhona baphepha kumkhuhlane lo asebefika-ke 37,524. Xa sikhangela ke ukujujwa kumbe ngithi ukujova kwe-Jackson, kunabantu 725,000 abedlula khonapho sibili asebathola i-vaccine kumbe sithi idosi yokuqala kwezithi bazisukele umkhuhlane lo. Sizwile njalo uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika njalo ukuthi ke badinga ama-vaccine amatsha njengoba kukhanya ngazani amadosi abekhona uhani sephelile. So badinga 2.5 million ama-doses e-COVID-19. Vaccine. Bese kusithi-ke luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi ama-lockdowns asekhona eKaripa, eChirundu, eKaroi, koBulawayo siyakwazi ukuthi eNkulumane, eNketa, eMganweni, eMakandeni, Luveve, Kautu Park, Njube, the Central Business District. Kukhanya ngani akumelanga abantu behambe ngesikhathi nxa u-6 okuloku sitshayile kusiyafika u-6 ekuseni abantu bengahambahambi. Kunjalo sibini. So ke sibe sikhumbula ukuthi kwezenguqu kulo Sunday Marimo. Obesesaziwa kathesi ngokuthi nguSande Chisambwa. Ludoda wayedlalela ke iDynamos, wadlalela futhi le Zimbabwe Warriors, kasekho waphinda njalo waba umqeqeshi wamaqembu nalawo. So-ke izifa ibeukuthi hhayi kasekho umnumzana kodwa bachonga ukuthi engabe bulewe kuyini. Kusanda kubhubha-ke uDavid Yoki Mandikora, lo Mick Pule siyamkhumbula, uMick Pule wayekhotsha iDimbare. So siyakwazi ngesikhathi leso abantu laba babedlala ibhola ikakhulu nxa ukhumbula uSande Marimo, ukhumbule njalo lo David Yoki Mandikora. ngabantu abavedlala sibili ibhola okumangalisayo. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kune avo vachango kubva kupinda pachirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk apo nhasi tine gango. Asi nyaya huru yatiri kutaura nayo inyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve nenyaya yemamiriro akaita nhomba dzeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino. Atichiona isu kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 6 vakawanikwa vachishaya neCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve panyaya iyoyo pane vanhu zvakare takatarisa uwandu hwevanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Pari zvino pane vanhu vanodaudzira 1600 vashaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubvira denda iri ratanga gore rapfuura muna Machi. Uyezve pari zvino vanhu vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba yatingati iye pasecond phase yechirongwa chiri kuitwa nebazi rezveutano vasvika ivo pa700,000 pari zvino. Nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti pawanikwe pachibayiwa vanhu 10 million kuti pave paine yavanoti ivo herd immunity yavari kutaura iyo kuti pari zvino panoda kuti kana vanhu ve 10 million vabayiwa denda iri harizowanikwa vachiri chibata vanhu vazhinji. Uyezve tinotarisa isu kuti pari zvino nzvimbo dzakawanda dzawanikwa idzo dzaiswa pavari kuti ivo pamahotspots munzvimbo dzakadai seMashonaland West kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvakare. Kubulawayo kuri kuwanikwa iko vanhu vachinzi vasawanikwe vachifamba-famba kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe zvakare richipararira. Tinotarisa kuti hurumende yakazivisa zvakare kuti zvikoro zvanga zviri kufanira kuvhurwa zvakambomiswa kuti zvivhurwe nemavhiki maviri. Uyezve pari zvino tinotarisa kuti pane nhau dzatichangobva kutambira kuti vaimbova murayiridzi wechikwata chemawarriors vasande chidzambwa vashaya. Hatisati taziva kuti vashaya kubva kuchii asi hatiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino vawanikwa ivo vachishaya vakawanikwa zvakare vari veDynamos asi tikazoona vari murayiridzi wemawarriors. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nazvo ipo pano tichitarisa kuti vanhu vari kuona sei zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Panguva apo vanhu vazhinji vari kutaurwa ivo kuti vasawanikwe vachikwira mabhazi akazara nekuti tinoona kuti kunzvimbo dzakadai seChinoi mapurisa emo atotaurira vatyairi vemabhazi kuti vasazadze vanhu mumabhazi kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richipararira munzvimbo iyo yekiti.
Yeah, kunjalo Marvelous. I've been having a show before this one. You know, it's called Zimbabwe Today as Tokeni. So we were discussing this COVID-19 issue with Ezra Chisaswanda. And he was actually going around Bulawayo, where there are these localized lockdowns. So he was speaking to so many people, and he met these two ladies, and they were actually talking about what COVID-19 is all about and what these lockdowns mean to them. Let's hear what they were discussing here.
Into le thina yasidika kakhulu ngoba silokungazwisisi lokungaqedisisi ngayo ngoba i-lockdown singahlala phansi i-government ayisenzisi. Thina singabomama abasisebenzayo uyasindiparent and siphila etareni siphila sithengisa ukuze siphilise imuli zethu. But bona all of a sudden uyazwa kuphongthwa kule lockdown and somele sihlale ezindlini. Thina i-government ayisenzisi ngalutho ngokuhlala ezindlini. Thina siphila etareni sisebenza ukuthi khonokho esikutholayo it's hands to mouth siphilisa abantu abethu. The moment kuthiwa sihlale phansi akusela lutho esikutholayo somele sihlale phansi kodwa sisela income.
Kodwa khonapho esisebenzela khona kuyabe kumele ukuthi sibhadale sibhadala 11 years akuvunyelwa bhoni.
So lapha nini ndlela iyabhadala imali nethu uhulumende labo osikhazini. So nazo kuyavalwa ngo-3 kufanele ukuthi awenzeka lokho. Kodwa ukuthi ubhadale futhi lapho.
Uyabona kathi sikhathi bani?
Emini kunje.
Khona sivele emakethe.
Yeah.
Ulevel siyasiqeda ukubopha
so it's only 4 hours. Ngiyabe ngithengisele bani 4 hours wathenga wami. Ngathola lami imali yokuthi ngitshela umntwana umphuphu lesishebo sentendlini lesingu.
So lapha ke nje manje ke lina ngomkhotane lolu ukhona yini seke labona into ogulayo
athi nasazo simbona njalo simazi ukuthi ubonakala njani lokuthi uyakuthi siyezwa njengakho kuma news kodwa thina ngawethu abekhasazo simbona into ogulayo
khona phejube sogcile kabi corona la ethwala i-hotspot lapha emalokitini
yes sizobe mentiona singaphatha sisake sibona simbona ngumuntu obulawa singazi bona abatshona behamba thina nti ukuthi sitshona sisezitendini zethu sisebenza but asizali angifuni ngiqamba amanga
nathi ngathi amabhasini lapha kunjani akwakuminyanwa
yinjokakhulu yikho sukumangala kuthiwa i-social distance yangikhona kodwa thina siyaqhutshwa size sifakele esitendini
ebhasini zezukolezi
ibhasi zenezezezlamabhasi angikhona futhi kawakwani ngoba amabhasi angikhona simelele i-one esukuye emalokishini silokhu esiselayinini khonapha sisazivale ngo-3 endlini siyafika ngo-8 silokhu silinda amabhasi
aikhefikechao sithi lizothini
akula ngenye indlela la amapholisa amelelekwazi akusabakhipha le eminye
imhoena sina sesihamba ngenyawo sometimes sesibalekele ukuthi siyachaywa ngamapholisa singatholakala silokhu esiletao.
There you are, marvelous. These ladies are actually vendors in Bulawayo, so they are selling different wares, and they are saying, you know, they don't understand these localized lockdowns. Because at the end of the day, they are saying they are no longer making money. And sometimes when you go to the central business district where there's money, there's no business. So they end up going home without any income. So to them, these localized lockdowns are ridiculous. And they don't make sense. But they are saying they are following these regulations that were actually, you know, put by the government. And all what they are saying is there's too much confusion and you don't trust what the government is saying, you know. So at the end of the day, they are saying it's problematic, this kind of a thing.
Apo tirikunzwa isuma vamadzimai vari kubulawayo vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekuomeswa kwakaitwa iwo mitemo yeCOVID-19 munzvimbo yavari kugara. Vari kuti ivo pari zvino raramo yavo yatokanganisika uyezve havasi kunyatsonzwisisa kuti kosei vakawanikwa vachiomeserwa mitemo iyi. Ndozvavari kutaura ivo vachiti upenyu hwaakunetsa uyezve havasi kunyatsova nevimbo yezviri kutaurwa kuti sei mitemo iyi iri kufanira kuomeswa yeCOVID-19 kids.
And but some people are actually working. There's a security guard who also spoke to Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he said about working during this COVID kind of crisis.
Yes, I'm going to go to the hospital. Yes, I'm going to go to the
hospital. No.
Oh. So you're going to go to the hospital? Yes, I'm
going to go to the hospital.
Okay, so in what we are going to go to the essential?
Yeah, I'm going to
go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital.
I'm going to go to the hospital. So,
I was going to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
COVID, you know, what's your vaccine?
Yes, I'm going to
go to the hospital.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to the hospital. Okay. I want to go to the COVID. Abantu nabe khuma lawo nxa ulabo hlala khona bathini bayesaba yini
hayi bayi umkhushana bayoshaya bayosaba sini
bayosaba.
So that's the security guard, marvelous, you know, he's saying that you know, he works every day and no problem with the curfew, because what it does is, you know, he goes there early, knocks off early, and so he's not affected. But he says he encourages people to actually you know, have this social distancing, they clean their hands, and keep all the standards that are needed, you know, to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Apo tiri kunzwawo mumwe murume wechidiki vanoita basa ari kuchengetedza nzvimbo vari kutaurawo zvavari kusangana nazvo, asi vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanhu ngavaenderere mberi vachiteedzera zviga zvakatarwa neWorld Health Organization zvokugeza maoko, kupfeka mamaski nezvimwewo.
Now, we also have a granny that actually talked to Ezra Chisa. You know, very interesting discussion here. You know, this lady sells some goods, you know, along the streets, and sometimes sits somewhere and starts selling tomatoes, onions, vegetables. Let's hear the discussion just briefly.
Izwile ukuthi ke lockdown yaqala kobula namhlanje ngo-6 nje kule KFC 66 ngilogogo la ungubani gogo
mina ugogo umamoni isisambikile mona
mamoni uthenzani laba gogo matamatisi lempu kodwa kunjani kule business
I'm going to go to the house.
So there is the lady, you know, the senior citizen. She's saying, you know, it's very difficult to get money these days. And during COVID, it's worse off. So yeah. She's facing problems, you know.
It's a sentiment that's shared by many. I also had a conversation on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei with a lot of people saying that they foresee a lot of people going hungry during these restrictive measures because they are not really sure of what's supposed to happen. Unlike, you know, in the first lockdown where people knew that they were not supposed to be going to such and such places, and they knew that if they went there, the police would be able to, you know, restrain them from entering the cities and stuff like that. So this is a different way of doing things. So a lot of people are finding it a bit confusing as to what exactly they are supposed to be doing. That's what they said on the program.
And imagine, you know, Ezra Chitaspanda spoke to a former footballer. So you know these footballers, when they are done with business, at times, some of them, you know, have problems in terms of employment and all these kind of things. So let's listen to this interview that he did with one of the former footballers.
I'm going to go to the hospital. coaching azanywe lesikhathi sokuthi ngingathi bakufunakala imali ukuthi ngiyebhadala so ngasela imali ngumnyango ngingasebenzi.
Ibhora vele akulala pensheni ebhore.
Awulala pensheni ebhore mina.
So kathesi manje uyenza njani ukuthi udleni vele empini ohlalo bani?
Mina lesi ngihlala lomama nomkhosikazi abantwana.
So you remember Simbaro Sike used to play for AmaZulu and Real Stars, eh? This guy was a star, I tell you. So yes. He says this COVID and all these other problems, he is struggling to make ends meet, and he says life is very tough.
Yeah. I think this is what we're also seeing happening to the arts industry in Zimbabwe, as well as the sporting, icons. Sometimes this happens, and COVID has made it worse. Speaking to some of those that seeing and things like that, they were saying because they're not performing due to the lockdown, and things have really been difficult for them and their families. So it's good Ezra was able to catch up in real time with a former footballer, so we can hear what he's doing and how, if anything, can be done to assist him.
Yeah, so we'll continue rolling some of these videos. So right now we've got our guests lined up. One of them is Mr. David Siampondo. He's here in USA. And we also have Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. He is in Bulawayo right now. And I think Dr. Simbama Vaza is also training us shortly. So let's start with you, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba in Bulawayo. Tell us about these localized kind of lockdowns. What is going on right now?
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, Zimbabwe. The localized lockdowns as a result of the surge which we have witnessed in the country of growing numbers in the COVID related issues. And of course, as a responsible government, government has found it correct that they localized where they believe they are hotspots. Hotspots have been identified. Let me talk in particular in Bulawayo, where we have areas under district administrative areas, for instance, where the clinic, the COVID clinic is based. We have got Kulumane. In Kulumane, we'll cover areas like Nkanini, we'll cover areas like Nketa, we'll cover areas like Shabalala and so forth. And then we have Kandeni, which will cover areas which stretch up to Njube and the like in the northern areas. Those are areas which also involve our CBD, where most of our business has been affected. However, I think because of these numbers going up, it is necessary to try and minimize the movement of our people and also re-quantitize our people, because there is a lot of, reluctance to people last in terms of following the WHO guidelines or the Ministry of Health guidelines, especially in terms of sanitizing, in terms of masking up, in terms of crowding. Our people in Bulawayo, in particular, there's a lot of disregarding of the rule of law. You go into most of our bars, you find they're packed. You go into our restaurants, they're packed. And of course, we also have the transport situation in Bulawayo or the country, which I think is playing a major role in terms of the COVID-19 issues, because people are crowded, but I'm happy that the government has issued a directive to say that each Zuko related transport mode of transport, they are supposed to carry at least 50% of the people required to be in that vehicle. So, yes, there's an outcry, but it is a necessary outcry.
Thank you very much. So, there we are. Marvelous. So, let's go to Mr. Siampondo, and maybe you can tell us a bit about what he thinks about these lockdowns. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Thank you very much, Marvelous, and Thank you very much to our viewers. Yeah, lockdowns to me, when we are faced with a serious health situation like ours, I think they are most important. But however, I'm having a challenge with how our government really is approaching this COVID pandemic. Right. So you will recall that we had more like succeeded in terms of slowing down the numbers of COVID infections. But however, in a way, we can blame the people also for being a little bit reckless. But you will see that it takes the leadership, it takes the government to lead by example so that the people will follow. But in our case, in this instance, you'll find out that our government is the culprit to breaking these COVID regulations. If you look at when they put up that Mbuyanihanda poster or that statue, really the government invited people in the streets. And from then we started to hear numbers spiking. We also see they did nothing to some of these celebrities who are moving around, gathering a huge amount of people in our towns and our communities. I'm talking in reference to Twaba. And you will see that he was more like supported by the powers within the government. Mm-hmm. And we could see how he interacted also even with the highest office in the land after he has come from those gatherings. So I think the government is to blame on this one, on this current wave, because it has been reckless by its own actions and some of the actions of individuals that they aided. But however be the case, people need to observe these rules. They need to mask up. They need also to avoid unnecessary movements, because yes, we may be blaming who caused this and who caused that, but at the end of the day, it becomes individual, because when the COVID strikes, it is you and your family and your loved ones. So to protect your family, to protect your neighbor, let's just observe the WHO regulations and ensure that we mask up, we ensure that we get vaccinated for those who have got the chance to be vaccinated. And also let's observe all the regulations that are given. And mm-hmm. also even more importantly, to avoid unnecessary movement. Let's stay at home. We know it's difficult, but let's just be at home.
Thank you. Marvelous.
Munoona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino panyaya yekuomeserwa kwemitemo yeCOVID-19.
Zvinhu zvinorwadza nekuti mukatarisa kuti mitemo yeCOVID-19 yabvira kare iripo ichiiswa. Nekuti pane patinotarisira kuti vanhu vanofara kunge vachiteerera mitemo iyi and vachishingirira, even tinoziva kuti panoiswa mutemo pane zvinokanganisika. Like mukatarisa mutemo yeCOVID-19 inoita kuti vanhu vagare mumba, and kana makagara mumba hakuna kumwe kwamunowana imwe nzira yekurarama. Hurumende haina chairi kubatsira nacho muchikafu nezvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvichidiwa kuti vanhu vaita sei vawane kurarama. But tinozvinzwisisa nestage yatiri mumaringe neupfumi hwenyika kuti hurumende haitomborina kana maresources ekuti ibatsire vanhu. Asi tiri kuti vanhu ngavachiso, vanhu vari kuitawo sacrifice yekuti vagara kumba, hapana zvavari kuti havasi kubuda panze. Hurumende yatochifanira kuti iyo ichicherechedzawo kubva kudivi kwaro zvimwe zvezvinhu zvainoita kuti vanhu vasapedzesere vamumastreets vakufamba-famba, COVID yoramba iripo. Saka kana vanhu vachigara mumba, ngatigarei tese tichicherechedza kuti tikasatyora mitemo iyi, COVID ichaita zvinani. Asi tikaityora, ticharamba tichingonzi garai mumba, itai zvakati nekuita zvakati. Saka inini mhosva hombe pari zvino pawave iyi ndinoipa kuhurumende, nekuti ndo imwe yakaita mamwe maactivities akaita kuti COVID inge ichipararira. panga pasina need kana kuti panga pasina chinangwa chekuti vaunganidze vanhu pavainoisa chitumbi chaambiania panga pasina need yekuti vamwe vanoita nezvematongerwo enyika vakurudzire vanhu vakaita sana Chwabanu wana pasho njaba pa waifambo wachungani za vanu madoroba ni kudi izo zozo ndozo huko nzira wezi ya tina yu right now. Hakuna kuma kwa tino kwanza kui inonge zira kunjepe my activities ait kwa nawanu iwa wapa waifungani za madoroba wachi uchira wachi fara wachi tashwa ait.
Thank you very much Mr. Elifas Mashaba, do you have any reaction to that in English and Ndebele very briefly?
Yabonga baba chips bakithi ukhulumende ukhulumende lenxa sila emkhuhlani ukhulumende kavalwa kuyasetshenzwa zonke njalo kuba lama programs lapha nalapha yebo yebo uqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusiba lama gatherings observe yonke imithetho ethe yafakwa ukhayothi inqabele umkhuhlane weCovid. Singasola lapha lalapha kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi sonke silomlando njengamaZimbabwe. Sonke silomlando ukuthi khona kambe lapha sikhona siyayenza yini uchintu mfowethu omunye lapha ukuthi ekugcineni into le evele iqondana lawo siwethu. Ukuthi ubukugadari ngiphi umbe kwathini ngwathini thini akuncedi lo lalo kale lomlando okuzivikela ngendlela eqondile
ye ufake nake silungu nje ngamafutshane kwalapho
thank you Gibbs. I suppose yes there are different views as to how we are spreading the COVID 19 pandemic. Yes, people are pointing fingers to government gatherings and so forth, but let's not forget that the government is an institution which is supposed to be operational. If government does not operate, then you know it's not a supermarket which can be closed down. Government is an institution which is regulated to make sure that it's operationalized properly, and certain things must happen. However, it is upon each and every individual to adhere to the stipulated regulations. Mm-hmm. It's not about who has done what. At the end of the day, it's about yourself and nobody else. If you are affected, you are affected alone. I think even if there are certain gatherings which are happening, there is stipulation that there is, the distancing, sanitizing and so forth. I'm sure governments, they are also aware of what they are doing. Of course, you have a situation where you discover that in instances where there are gatherings, for instance, there are people talking about the Mbuyanihanda issue, there would be certain people who would have been invited guests. And I'm aware that in those areas, people are given invitation cards. Of late, they issue out even your name-tagged card so that when you enter, it is known that you're an invited guest. But however, you know, where people would always want to be where they're not supposed to be. And those are the challenges which we face. But at the end of the day, it all boils down as to say, we all have a responsibility to take care of each other.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are now joined by Mr. Michael Mgandaldiweni. He is in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. My apologies for joining late. I was running all over trying to beat the curfew at 6.
Oh, yes. So can you centralize your camera so that we can see you? Yes. So now tell us.
I'm using a mobile device, so...
Yeah, okay, you're okay. So tell us a little bit about, you know, this COVID-19 lockdown. Where are you and how affected are you, you know, by these lockdowns as a vendor's leader, you know?
Yes. Thank you so much, Akibs. I think I'll start from a positive note to say that I think the government has taken heed to our call to make sure that when they are putting in place these restrictions, they must balance between livelihoods and also COVID-19 restrictions, which means that they must at least allow people to work, at the same time also putting in place mechanisms to at least contain the spread of the virus. For us, that is positive, that people are working. And as an organization also, we have taken it upon ourselves to have people moving around marketplaces, reminding people that they have to or they must observe the WHO protocols, like sanitizing, like putting on their masks properly, observing physical distancing, and even screening temperatures. And we have even before given some materials through our partners with a number of our organizations to support the traders to reduce the cost of compliance. So we feel this is a right decision that government has taken to contain the virus, but also at the same time making sure that people actually are able to work. So the lockdown has, of course, reduced the working hours. As you know, that people are supposed to be closing their mkambos around 3 and then try to rush home and beat the curfew at 6 o'clock in the evening. So that on its own, it has affected, of course, the income levels in terms of the sales. As you know, that people tend to buy a lot towards end of the day. And at this time around, people are not really concerned about buying or shopping around, but getting home on time. I mean, in time before 6 o'clock. So that has had a dent in the business of our membership. But the strongest call that we are making now to the government, I'm not sure if we are following, Mr. Dube.
Yes, we are following.
Okay. So our message right now is to make sure that the vaccine is available. Our concern is that the first dose of the vaccine seem to be seemingly centralized in the mentioned three institutions that you know. I'm not sure if I'm able to mention those based on the pressure that we saw, a press statement that we saw from the local authority. I think they mentioned the Engujen Hospital, Mpilo, and also at UPH for people to get the first dose. And the second dose, of course, seems to be available in other health facilities. So what it means is that people now have to commute from as far as the way they stay, like Culture Park, for them to get into the CBD and further commute to these centers. So that on its own is a challenge, because a few people will afford to commute at least 2 or 3 times for them to get the vaccine. So our call right now is to make sure that the first dose is made available. And also we're getting reports from some of our contacts and colleagues who are telling us that now they are queuing up to an average, a minimum of 6 hours to get the vaccine. And that is a concern, because some people end up walking away, having, say, frustrated from getting the vaccine. So that is a concern. So our call now is that the vaccine must be accessible to particularly high density areas, so that people don't have to commute to all these centers. I mean, to these centers for them to access the vaccine. That is our biggest concern right now, because I think we saw pronouncements from some government officials talking about that they are going to be moving into marketplaces to ensure that people, for those who want to work, to have been vaccinated. And if the vaccine is not available, then how will people get vaccinated?
Thank you.
Yes. So, but for us, we are very clear. We are encouraging our members to at least get vaccinated, so that we at least we try and at least achieve the herd immunity of some sort and be able to get working again in marketplaces.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So let's get Mr. Siyampondo back on the screen here. Marvelous, go ahead, Mr. Siyampondo.
Mr. Siyampondo, mnaona sei jingu utaurwa kubakubula wayo pamsoro peja, varu sangana na shupangwa ino ye COVID-19.
Yes, Siyampondo, what can you say about what was being said by Mr. Michael Ndweni? In short, if you can, go ahead, sir. No, I think can you log in again so that you can hear us? So let's can you log in? Maybe come back again. So let's go to Mr. Eliphaz Mashaba. You can pose a question. You're marvelous to Eliphaz Mashaba. Go ahead.
Mr. Mashaba, so on the ground, how are people like living day to day? Because we saw some videos of people that were really saying that they are facing major challenges in when you look at the you know, being able to look after their own families, especially during this new imposed lockdown laws.
Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us? Go ahead, sir. Can you hear us? I think he got disconnected there. Well, let's bring back Mr. Michael Ndweni. He's there. Quite marvelous.
Mr. Ndweni, I'll pose the same question to you, that what are some of the challenges that people are facing right now in these newly imposed, COVID-19 laws?
Okay, I think I've mentioned some of them in my previous, submission. I spoke about the reduction in incomes or sales because of the reduced number of trading hours. Mm-hmm. That is a serious concern. As we know that a few months back also with an outright lockdown, that is a serious concern because some people, I was talking to some today, they were saying they're even failing to take off. They haven't even taken off. And already now we have this reduced number of trading hours. So it's really putting a knock into their business, into their businesses. So that is a concern that we are seeing. And of course, beyond even this current lockdown, but the issue that we have the borders closed, some people have been surviving on bringing goods from out of the country for resale here or producing some goods locally and taking them out of the country. And they are saying right now they are not even working because of the closure of the borders. So they can't go and sell in neighboring countries. They can't go and buy for resale in the country. So that has affected many people. And the women are talking about issues of getting harassed by or getting their goods stolen or getting overcharged by what they call the runners or middle person who are now at the go-between who are trying to use, of course, other means, for instance, maybe trucks to bring in the goods, and they are saying that they are actually making very, very low profits, which are not enabling them to fend for their or feed their families or access education, pay for the school fees, or even access medication, among other things that they need to have their families surviving. So these are the realities that women are facing, and for those that take a risk to. Some of them were told that they even cross in some illegal exit or come in using illegal points. They get mad. Some of them are getting raped, telling us that sometimes you get raped and then you are even scared to report because the husband will know that you got raped and some will get rejected. Some are saying they don't even know the structures or the institutions that they should approach should they encounter some of these sexual assaults or sexual harassment. So these are the realities that women are facing under these continuous lockdowns.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, so let's now cross over to Bulawayo. We know that Ezra has been talking to a lot of people, marvelous. So let's get him on the screen with some people that he's been talking to about COVID-19, these lockdowns. Here we go.
This is Katilis, who is similarly chasing about three. When you come, man? I'm going to go. So guys, carefully, business is amba.
I wouldn't see my very serious
stuff from a massive thing. Wouldn't see my normal story was my second time. Just only carefully, and you was a business value of 3 mean. This is a
validity.
I wouldn't see my sister, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I would have never told up any money in Zuzo or
as long as you are selling, I'm going to go to the
Yes, to be about what to do. You will get when Zanda.
When I'm looking in China, boy.
In China?
Yeah.
In Yabuana, in China, you would too, my uncle.
In
China, much. Yes.
Now,
because we have to ask us to be a photo of them. Is that Pilagin?
No,
I'm going to go to the hospital. My customer is a man, I'm a little bit of a business.
The only business is a pika. Mind the lamp, so we have to go in. I don't see no
problem. Okay, but when we visit the lamp in Zan, I didn't look down. One probably is the end, I'm going to look down.
I got cool. He looked down there. Never see to get a man to have a.
So now, Patara is one.
We are told to see you. I want to have a spirit in the spirit. So, we have no
votes in the one of the citizens of the
race. We have some servants of the race. You go to the other side of the land. We have food up in our party. Now, we have
a food.
We have a food. I won't say again.
So there you are, Novelas. You know, these are some people who have got their own stores. They are doing whatever they are trying to do. But they are saying, you know, this kind of situation that they are in is very tough. And they are asking the government to actually intervene in terms of paying rentals. You know, they are saying that's having a very direct impact on their lives. So we still have Mdaga with us. And Mr. Musan Musontini, I think he has just joined us as well. So, quiet. Maybe we can go to Mr. Eliphas Mashaba.
Mr. Eliphas, when we talk about some of you know, the things that are needed for the vendors to use during this COVID-19, are you availing that to some of the vendors, or what's the situation there to enable them to carry on with their work?
Yes, Mr. Mashaba, are you there? I think he has been cut off. So
I think network is probably very bad, but let me just translate what the gentleman there.
I guess he's better again. So let's try him. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us there? I think we've got a problem. And Kwabalanda Mate has just been cut off as well. So let's go to the gentleman that we have here. I think that's Michael Ndiweni. He has been around for a while, so let's try him now. Go ahead. No, I think he's cut off as well.
Okay, in the meantime, Redentimbo, utaura zvanga zviri kutaurwa nababa vabva kutaura pavideo. Vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva ino yeCOVID-19 uye chiwiro yavo ndeyekuti dai hurumende yakwanisawo kubatsira vemabhizimisi nekuvabatsira panyaya yekubhadhara nzvimbo dzavanoshandira semarentals nezvimwe zvakadaro, vachitaura ivo kuti dai paitwa homwe inobatsira vemabhizimisi nekuti pari zvino havasi kugona kubhadhara marent nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Yes, I think Mr. Eliphas Mashaba is back now. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear me now? Hello, Mr. Mashaba, can you unmute your button and come in, sir? We're waiting for you now. I think he has got a challenge there. So, how about Kovalanda Mate? Uyangizwa? Kovalanda, uyangizwa? Kwayangazani.
Yeah,
I want to when one of the ones are in Zimbabwe, or my lockdown lockdown. Yeah, Kuberaba. Kubera, Kovalanda. Yes, Kwayangazani, the network is not doing us any favor. So let's try to see what we can do. So Ezra Chisa also spoke to several other people. Let's hear some of the interviews that he did right now. There it goes.
Mama Lingwa. Mama Lingwa.
Mina Fatima Ngwenya.
Yeah, Fatima Ngwenya. Yeah, Umama Ge. Shalom Ndebe. Yeah, when I.
Zapua Mos.
Yeah, when I.
Moti Changwenya.
Okay. When I see this. Sikhuluma ngendaba omkhuhlane we-corona osuyenza ukuthi kube le-lockdown. Sizakuthiwa khona apha elokishini lapha le kuthi ugcwele sokule-hotspot.
Mpela ngithathela i-corona yami.
Bante ngithathela i-corona yami. Wena siyesizele he. Lapha zawuthi igcwele lapha, ugcwele yini lapha enkulumane? Wena ungaboni lutho? Okay. Wena la ungayiboni? Manje nxa uthiwa kathi silivalele sizasebenza njani? Uthiwe liphile njani? Anti kuthiwe ngo-3 bese lihlezi ngikhaya. Amashopu namuntu avala ngo-3 lizwa njani? So ikhefu lizaphela njani? Ikhefu ngo-6. Kusho ukuthi asahambi ndawo mama. Asahambi ndawo ngo-6. Yacholo hlezi. Wenza wena empilweni? Manje ndona kuthe kona kusathini so mara iwe restaurant phela. So kodwa take away yavile.
Khona pangwazi sizabona ngakho.
Abantu bathenga kodwa. Wena utshela abantu ukuthi upheka ngabafuna uvakashe shop yakho phela sile sithengise khona.
Ngeke kungakho kwamakona.
Emashopu lupa?
Emashopu.
Nxalambele msupport. Uthe ngubani sisi? Shele Ndebele uyapheka kwamakona ufanele shopu lifike limthengi lijwala kwenu. Ngathi nje siyefika kuyo. Mama uthe uyesaba la swahlatshwa yini? Okahlatshwa. Yaphela ungahlatshwa. Ilokishi lakho phela leli kuthiwa yi-hotspot. Kambe liqiniswe yini?
Sizwa ngabo kodwa dinasikwazi. Sizwa ngabathi kuthiwa inkulumane hotspot. Mina ngomunye ohlale inkulumane 5. Asikwazi njengoba kuthiwa singamina emagrosa ngahamba ndingani ngalala sendi ngalani ngumuntu ngomama kuhlala endlini uphela
nje. So kathi sakula nto ekuaffectayo wena vele. Mazobe le curfew uyasihlalela.
Mina kuyangiaffecta ngokuthi even kathesi sengani ngiyastresseka ingqondweni.
Yindaba.
Nxa wathi asihlale endlini ngingaphumi bengizama ukuthengisa okungumbhida mphume ngizakuhlala ngangidleni endlini.
Yeah, so some of the people that are talking to Ezra Jesus Panda there, I think Mr. Michael Ndiweni is in now. Mr. Ndiweni, so these are the people that you work with on a very regular basis when we look at vendors and all these kind of people. So now, what do you think about all this? I think he has been cut off. Today, our network is giving us a lot of problems, but we believe that we've got so many people that we have here that we can actually, you know, have on right now.
Gamumano.
Bakare, Bakare.
Yeah, Bakare.
A.D. Bakare.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nya wana bulungzele lo hambo so siya ngabe usithu ebantwaneni
kare siya enfe.
Yeah.
But ngifuna ukuphuma lapha kuya eBotswana nje.
Yeah.
Yeah, ikho kulabantu abantu.
Ebusa rigola bantwana.
Yeah.
Manje kuyini osokumisa ukuthi ungahambi?
Indaba yena leyi corona. Yesemisile ngoba ngamfuthi ngothatha i COVID alawana COVID ama test lawana. Wathi awuphumi ngale border ngoba kuvaliwe.
So
I started to come on Friday, last Friday.
Okay.
Then I went to the test on Thursday.
Where is it?
What here? Akuyenzi ukuthi
ungayokutesta.
Yes, why what I'll go. Ngafunkiswa ngatestwa but akawuphumi. Ukuya awuphumi elizwe nosi out.
Abantwana ba.
Abantu bona baseBotswana.
Babodokana.
Babodokana ngathi.
So umsebenzi ke.
Umsebenzi umi ngile company kona ngale Botswana.
Ule company
Botswana. Yeah, kodwa ivaliwe kade. Ngoba ngendaba yena leya ngaswela umuntu ungabe trusted ukuthi ngumise amakhiyani lekambani.
So lapho niselokishini lechabalala la
yangisechabalala
la ibisiyo thwe hotspot uhamba njani la
ihotspot
ukuthi ikorona igcwele la.
Ya ngiyizwa kuphela
njalo
ikorona ikhona khona apha kakhulu especially enkulumane inext way yami la kufa abantu abaningi.
So uzwa njani manje kathi njani ufuna ngemfeni njani usithi kula lokhu la kuhamba?
I'm not even comfortable. I'm not
comfortable.
Yeah, of course isinini sa. Yeah, umuntu aka my guru wami.
Okay.
But yeah, just
uza yenzani manje ngathola lokhu njani lockdown namhla uthi kule cafe phela.
Ngisho
njani ngo 6.
Kusho ukuthi mele impenduke endlini ngesikhathi. Singakachaya u 6 wakho.
Sikhangele kula njengo busy abantu be business. Nxa kunje phopho ukuvalwa emini like this. Ubona njani ngane bantu?
Akulunganga. It's not good at all. It's affecting us, yes. Ngoba our daily commodities, we cannot get and meet them in time. That's where the challenge is. Yeah, it's a great challenge, in fact.
Now, come on, because I'm going to talk about the person.
What do you know? But they are not comfortable since I'm absent from them. Yeah, I'm absent from them.
So, what's up, my mother? I'm a video. I'm a business.
I'm going to have a good job. I'm going to have a good job. I'm going to have a good job. I'm going to have so, that's where the challenge is to me. Yes, Baba.
Okay. So, what's up, my mother? I'm going to have a business.
Kulubana kuthi government iyangena into le kumele wathi abantu wasebenze ngoba nxa abantu bangasebenzi vele boyabhadala ngani ama-rent house ongabhadala ngani ama-day commodities whatever they want they cannot do it because the border I mean the corona is affecting us. Understand what I mean?
So what's that manje nje
mina ngahlatshwa ngivela ngale eBotswana khonapha angikasazi yiko kade ufuna ukuthi ngiwoshatshwa that day on Thursday last week.
Yes, so this is a businessman, Marvelous, who is intending to go to Botswana, but he says the borders are shut down, so he's stuck in Bulawayo. So he says he's got some kind of issues with that, because he says his business is grounded at the moment. And now we realize that we said Sunday Marimo is late. He said it's Meshek Marimo. So we wish to correct that. Go ahead.
Ugadzirisa patambu yenge tataura isu kuti vasande chitsambwa vashaya aiwa muni na wavo Meshek chitsambwa yashaya saka tida kungogadzirisa ipapo uye zvapo manga muri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe muzvina bhizimisi ari kutaura iye kuti pari zvino zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti migano yenyika yakavharwa saka asi kukwanisa kuti akwanise kuenda kunowanikwa achihodha zvinhu zvekutengesa zvinoreva izvo kuti business parizvino harina kumira zvakanaka panguva ino yema restrictive measures iwaya akaiswa nehurumende vachiedza ivo kuti varwise denda iri recovid-19 rinonzi ratekeshera munyika uyezve tinoona kuti zvipatara zvemunyika zvinosanganisira pari renyatwa group of hospitals vari kuti ivo vari kutogadzirira kuti vatambire varwere vakawanda vachange vachitarisirwa kunzi pamwe vangabatwe nedenda iri recovid-19 tichiona kupararira kuri kuita chirwere ichi pari zvino.
Yes, Marvelous, I think we've come to the end of our show and we need to really correct that the person who we say actually passed away is not Sunday Chitsambwa, but is Meshek Marimo. So Meshek was a very, very good player for Dynamos, you know, and he actually was somebody that we know used to play very good soccer, right? So we've come to the end of this show. wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good weekend.
Good night.